Hello and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media. I'm Raymond Galker and I am going to be spending some time with you here in the studio where we invite individuals, groups, and organizations to share with us the wonderful things that they're doing in our community to make Adams County and York, this South Central PA, a great place to live, a safe, vibrant, and thriving community. And we have a bunch of gleaners with us today, you know, and we have the directors of the Gleaning Project that is part of South Central Community Action with us, Matt Moser. Matt, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
And he's going to introduce his troops that he has with him here.
Yeah, absolutely. So to my right here is Natalie Sinclair. She is the assistant coordinator at our Adams County location. On the right of her is Jan Althoff, a dedicated gleaning volunteer and one of the founders of the Gleaning Project. And then on the very far right there is Carolyn George, another dedicated gleaning volunteer who is with us almost every week helping us out with what we do.
And I heard you say that Natalie's in charge of the Adams County Center, which to me means there's more than one center.
Yeah, absolutely. So South Central Community Action Programs and the Gleaning Project function in both Adams and Franklin County. So we have a Gettysburg location and a Chambersburg location.
Cool. And this is just, the reality of this is just shaking me. The fact that you said that there's enough food produced in the Adams Franklin area that no one in this area should go hungry.
Yeah, absolutely, especially healthy, fresh, local produce. We have so much produce, especially fruit orchards in Adams County specifically, and all kinds of fruit and vegetables in both of those counties. There's so much and there's so much extra that doesn't get used that nobody should be going hungry, and nobody should be limited to non-healthy options because there's plenty of healthy options available.
So in reality, you guys are the bridge between those people who are producing the products and those people who are distributing them to those in need.
Yeah, well, we try our best to be. So one of our main missions is connecting the individuals in the community with our farmers. So we have a really great group of farmers who donate a lot of produce to us, and we try and do our best to be the bridge, that gap between the farmers and their excess produce and the people who need it.
So now we're going to go back to the beginnings.
Absolutely.
Right? Jen?
Yes.
Althoff. And you're originally from?
Gettysburg.
Gettysburg?
Born and raised.
Born and raised. And still live around the area?
Around the area, yes.
Littlestown?
Yes.
Okay. So this was your husband's idea?
Yes.
Can you explain the history behind this gleaning project?
Well, he had gotten a postcard that talked about gleaning a little bit. He dismissed it. And then later, he was on a mission trip to South Dakota and was talking with one of his friends there. He said, but how can I serve on a more daily basis rather than a few days a year? Shortly after that, another postcard came to his desk. So he said, I better look into this. So he started doing some research through St. Andrew's organization out of Virginia. Then he decided, okay, this is something I can possibly do. And then he went in to SCAP and talked to them to see if they could handle the produce that comes in. They said yes. So now we need to find the produce. So he had a meeting with the Fruit Growers Association in Upper Adams. And at that point, a couple people decided, yeah, you know, we can give you some of our seconds, because if they take seconds to the market, it brings the price down on their first. So, okay, now we have some growers, we need volunteers. So he went to a few of the churches and they got word out and volunteers started coming and produce started coming and we had to provide our own containers. It was very elementary at that time. And it wasn't a lot, but you know, you gotta start somewhere.
So your husband, what was his name?
Jerry.
Jerry. Jerry had a fantastic heart, did he not?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And he was doing a missions trip to Dakota?
Yes. The church. The church he belonged to would take mission trips and do building and repairs for the Native Americans.
Okay.
The land out there is really horrible for trying to grow produce.
Okay.
So, but he was saying, what can I do locally?
To serve the people.
Mm-hmm.
And just happened that he got a card about gleaning.
Yep.
And then another one, as if he was being called. Isn't that kind of fun and interesting?
Correct.
You know? And you were saying that everything started small. It started actually in your neighborhood, did it not?
We had a garden center, so we got word out, and people would even bring the produce to the garden center, before we closed, and then we'd have to run into SCAP and put it in the cooler afterwards. But yes.
So that was your business, a garden center?
Yes.
Okay, and then your neighbors had grapes or something like that, you were saying?
A former landlord of his.
Okay.
That he had known had grapes that he wasn't going to do anything with, so, had us come out and pick them.
Okay. And then you went to SCAP. What a wonderful organization SCAP is. If I say that more than five times, let me know, okay? Matt? So, you're gleaning. You have these volunteers from churches. It just becomes close to a lot of people's hearts.
Met a lot of good people, not just the volunteers, but the growers. In fact, when we started in 2009, there's still a handful, five or six growers that have been with us through the whole thing. In fact, we just had a glean this morning with one of the ones that from the beginning.
Can you mention the person's?
Yellow Hill.
Yellow Hill. And you're talking about people who has been with you from the very beginning, the heart to make the community better, and you have just a wonderful person sitting aside of you over here in Carolyn, who's been a gleaner.
Oh, actually not all that long, but I've been associated with SCAP for nearly 40 years.
40 years. Mm-hmm. And what did you do at first with SCAP?
I was on the board.
Okay. Congratulations. I didn't know that when I was talking to you all before. I would have watched what I said.
Well, not only
that was a long time ago.
Not only on the board, chair of the board, correct?
I was for a short time. It's amazing SCAP survived.
Well, you had great people. You had Gene Odom, and now you have Megan Cherie as the director. And you can't get much better than Megan. I mean, she's extremely professional, collaborates with the community well, very strategic and intentional. I don't think SCAP has a program that isn't serving a family in some way. If you look at the family from marriage till the very end, there's something for the kids, something to help them to learn, for budgeting and having a vision for where they're going, and even when SCAP is just amazing. Now, is that three or four? I'm getting there, Matt.
Yeah.
Why did you get involved with this gleaning project, Carolyn?
I'll go back a little bit to around 2008 or 9. A woman named Audrey Hess in Adams County started a local foods group. And although I myself was neither a gardener nor a foodie, somehow I thought, I think food figures prominently in pretty much everybody's life. It's sort of like the common denominator. So I was associated with that for a while. That morphed into the Adams County Food Policy Council. Then there were a number of years when I was otherwise occupied and didn't have much of anything to do with it. But after I retired and we all started coming back out after the pandemic, I thought there was just almost nothing better to do with my time sometimes than go out into an orchard or a field or something and you know, you got nectarine juice running down your arm, and it's just incredible.
Brings you close to nature, huh?
It brings you close to nature. You enjoy working with people, whether you know them or not. There's a sense of camaraderie to it. When you're out in an orchard, especially, you see vistas and scenery that you would never see from the road, and you know you're doing something good for other people. It's the whole package.
Well, you're just amazing. You know, you were instrumental in the Adams County Food Council.
No, I'm not instrumental in it at all.
But you were
a member.
You were a member.
I was around when it got started, and other people did the hard work.
They did the hard work, but you were there. You were there. You're one of those people who are probably at the most important places.
Yeah.
Just go ahead.
Yeah.
You be the boss. You be the leader, but you give the spiritual and the emotional. Let's get together and have fun picking
blackberries.
It was
blackberries at Yellow Hill today. Yeah.
And they came on so fast because of the heat that they didn't. It's a you pick it place. They didn't have the people coming in to purchase it, and so rather than them falling off the bushes.
How many people do you have as volunteers in your greening project?
Yeah, so we have a MailChimp where people can subscribe to our MailChimp and get emails about when we're going out on gleans. Right now in Adams County, we have 750 individuals signed up to get those emails. And, you know, it varies however many people can make it on the days and times that we have gleans. But, you know, anywhere from 10 to 30 people we might have out on a glean. And we don't get much notice, so those people are usually coming out on a day or two's notice. Sometimes in the rain, sometimes in 90-degree heat. Our volunteers are amazing people, and they're very dedicated to the project.
So you have MailChimp. You put an email together.
Mm-hmm.
Blueberries tomorrow.
Pretty much, yeah. Yep.
Meet you at. Mm-hmm. And then you go there and you have coffee and donuts waiting for you.
I wish, yeah. Well,
okay. And people just
show the product.
They try the product. I bet. So, Natalie, are you originally from Gettysburg?
I am not. I am closer to the Philadelphia area, Delaware County and Chester County.
So what brought you here?
I was attending Gettysburg College, and in my last semester, I was taking a practicum course through my Women, Gender, and Sexuality Studies, which is just a practicum course is you have to go out, do some work in your community, come back and share what you've learned and everything. So I was randomly placed with the Gleaning Project. I was like, hey, that looks interesting. Like, I volunteered with food banks before, and it's like 2 blocks from the campus, and I didn't have a car, so like all things kind of lined up. And I enjoyed my time there so much that it led to a summer internship and then the job opening, and I stuck around.
And now you're here.
And now I'm here.
And that's been 2, 3?
Haha, no. I graduated last summer, May 23.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Since January of 23, so the past year and a half, I guess.
It's Adams County is a nice place, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is.
It is. So, Matt. What is your responsibilities as the director?
Yeah, so I really just manage the relationships that we have both with our growers and with the other organizations that we distribute to. So we get a lot of produce in from our local growers, which is amazing, but we also are the ones who distribute the produce either to the homes or to other organizations of the people who need it. So we have our produce stand at our Gettysburg location of SCAP, where our produce goes out to, but we work with over 50 partner organizations who are also serving people who need the produce, and we deliver to them on a weekly basis.
So there's a lot of wheels that go into making this. You have the great farmers who open their properties to you all, and you have the 750 volunteers. You grew this organization to 750 people. Congratulations.
Wow.
You're wonderful.
We did for 4 years, and my husband's health wasn't so good after the fourth year, so he decided to give it up. SCAP didn't want to lose about 80,000 pounds of produce a year. We did an average about 100,000. The weather plays a major role in that. Mm-hmm. And so actually, SCAP decided to take it over. And then Megan Shreve had to find somebody to run it. In the interim, she herself went out and did the gleanings.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
she wanted to experience it. Yeah. And then she got someone in from the Peace Corps, and that was the beginning of through SCAP.
Okay, through SCAP. And then it became SCAP's, it got into their magnificent way of being intentional and strategic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no doubt. But I'm still amazed at the 750 people that you have, you know, connected to the community. They're connected to the community because this is close to their heart. And if it wasn't, once they go out and they're in nature, like Carolyn, you expressed, and you meet new people, what a great way of connecting with your community. You're helping those who are in need, and you're helping your own heart too, you know? Because one thing that I found out about you people, you gleaners, is that you're happy people.
Mm.
You're happy people, and you keep coming back. You look forward to it. And this would be the group that you would be working with. So the bridge between hunger, there's enough food here. What do you want to say about the gleaning project, Allie?
I guess it's a nice reminder that, like, we can actually do something with our community and, like, with the resources we have. It's just about being intentional, like you were saying, and having those connections and striving to make that difference kind of thing.
So you're also working with Matt, and you bring the produce in,
mm-hmm.
and SCAP has the Adams County Food Pantry.
Yes.
Okay. So people can come in there as needed, or is that something that they have to call to become part of?
So the food pantry is a once a month pantry. So you sign in, you have to prove your ID, your income, certain qualifications, and then you can get a grocery cart full of food, pick out the food yourself. You're not just given a box. You can pick out the cans and the different items you want. And that's once a month. However, within that same like garage building, we have our own produce stand, and that people can come to as much as they need. We're currently open Monday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, and you can come. You don't have to sign in. You don't have to prove anything. Just show up and take what you need.
So anybody can come.
Yeah.
Anybody can come. It's not just for those who have an income.
Correct.
Great.
But it was initially set up for the gap. The people that made just a little bit too much that they didn't qualify for the food pantry, but not enough to really survive.
Mm-hmm. And that gap exists for more people mm-hmm. than we realize.
Yes.
Than we realize. So, Matt, you were saying that this food is distributed there at SCAP, but also it goes mm-hmm. out to other organizations.
Yep.
Can you talk on that a little bit?
Yeah. So our goal is really to get the food where it's needed. And that's one of the main missions of the Gleaning Project. And part of that includes deliveries. So we're out delivering. We have some great volunteers that we call food movers. And those are volunteers who come to SCAP, pick up the produce, and then deliver it to wherever it needs to go. And then some of them, our staff delivers. They're just other organizations, other food pantries around Adams County. Shelters around Adams County, just organizations who are really serving the people who need the produce, who might not be able to drive to Gettysburg to get it, or might not have the best mobility and need some help getting that produce. So that's really the mission of delivering the produce out. And about half of our produce every month goes out around the county, and half of it stays at our produce stand to get distributed that way.
So Matt, you have volunteers that pick it up and deliver it?
Yeah, yeah. So if you want to volunteer and don't love the idea of being out in the field in the heat, we have a food mover volunteer positions, which is when you just come, you just drive your car to SCAP, we fill it up for you, and then you deliver it to the partner organization.
And of course, they could sample a blueberry here. And there.
Yeah.
Okay. So. You definitely are on the website, right? You have your you have your own gleaning website, or is it part of SCAP?
Yep, we have our own gleaning website, so it's thegleaningproject.org. And really, it's pretty simple. If you're looking to volunteer, it's just thegleaningproject.org/volunteer. If you're looking to donate, /donate. Almost all the information you would need is on our website, but we also have a Gmail, thegleaningproject@gmail.com, where you can email us and ask us any questions you might have.
And they have to get in the the MailChimp chain.
Yeah, that's the best way to hear about updates. That and our Facebook page are definitely the best way to hear about updates, any fundraisers we have going on, volunteer opportunities, open and closures that might pop up. We'll do it via the Facebook or our MailChimp.
What a great way, again.
I was going to say about donating, because the Gleaning Project is not subsidized by state or federal funds. It is community that is financially supporting it.
Giving Spree's coming up.
Yes.
You guys participate in the Giving Spree, of course.
So we are under SCAP. So if you want to give to the Gleaning Project, you would just donate to SCAP in the Giving Spree. But actually, we just wrapped up a fundraiser called Gleanomania, which is where we gleaned as much as we could, and people donated per pound or per load. And that donation portal will be up until the end of the month.
Matt, what a great idea. Carolyn, was that something you came up with?
No, I appreciate other people's great ideas even more than my own.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever had one. I've always used someone else's, you know. Gleanomania. Mm. Gleanomania. So do you have, first of all, you got to become part of this organization. There's many ways that you can connect with the community. There's many ways that this could be close to your heart. Delivering the produce. I could just imagine going to the person's house, that volunteer, seeing the smile on that person's face on a regular basis, picking, being part of the group, donating money, donating time. There's probably ways of volunteering that we haven't even spoke about right now.
Donating home garden produce.
Yeah.
They could be a supplier.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When the neighbors don't want the zucchini in
his Yes. Nothing like a stuffed zucchini with lamb. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you mentioned it, because that is overlooked, how much our backyard gardeners really support our program. It doesn't have to be a huge 100-acre farm. It really can be just a raised bed in your backyard, and you might have 10 pounds of zucchini. That 10 pounds goes a long way. If 10 different people donate 10 pounds, that, you know, it goes a long way. So that's super important to our program.
It has gone a long way, because it started like that. Mm-hmm. It started with neighbors helping neighbors, and grown to an organized neighbors helping neighbors with that support. What questions did I not ask yet that I should be asking?
The age of volunteer.
Mm.
The what?
The age of the volunteer.
The age of the volunteer.
It's one of the few places that children can volunteer.
Oh.
We just ask that they respect that it's food. Mm-hmm. It's also very educational for them, because, you know, you ask them where milk comes from. Well, the store. They don't have a clue. So it's very educational for them as well. But also the senior citizens. We had people in their 80s picking apples or corn. They didn't do the strawberries, but, you know. And that's how you end up with the number of volunteers that you do. It is not age related. Anybody can do it.
Anybody. What a great experience for your children.
When are you going to sign up?
Well, Mark really has me signed up already for next month. We are going to be at your Glean in a month, community media, we are. And we're looking to have fun like you guys do.
Yeah, we're going to be picking apples at Peter's Orchards in York Springs. Mm.
Can you tell everybody about it now?
Yeah.
And they could just show up?
Well, we don't have the time slot quite yet, but subscribe to our MailChimp and you will get it. We'll put everything, the date, the time, the location, everything like that will go out through our email.
And you can wave at the camera while we are filming everybody gleaning.
Yep.
Yes. Cool. That's next month. And you said you have the date. You don't have the date yet, or?
I think we have a date in mind, but we'll post it on our email. That way, everybody knows.
And weather changes things also.
Yep.
I'm sure. Wow. Can you imagine? There's homeschoolers out there. What a great opportunity. Just parents, they're looking for things to do with their children. What a great opportunity. I bet you've heard many stories from volunteers. Remember when they used to pick you up and take you cherry picking?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. So, Carolyn, am I missing anything?
Do you want to say anything about the volunteer waiver, or is that getting in too deep?
Yeah, we just have a quick waiver to fill out online, but if you subscribe to our email, it'll kick you automatically to the waiver form to fill out. So,
okay.
But I would just like to say, me and Natalie really inherited an amazing program. I've been here 2.5 years, she's been here about 1.5 years, and there are too many people to name to thank to get the Gleaning Project to where it is now. Jan and Jerry, obviously huge ones. Megan Treve at SCAP for committing to it. It wasn't always blue skies at the Gleaning Project, and she really committed to making it a part of SCAP and knew that it was an important part of this community. And there are so many other people along the way who got it to where it is now.
Yeah, she sent me some pictures that I'm going to use on Facebook. But if you can find a picture of her gleaning, please get it to us.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we can find one.
Okay. So, time's about up. Over here's a camera that our audience is watching us. If you'd like to say something to everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Jen?
Come out and volunteer. It's a great program. I remember a time when a lady was so thankful to have the produce because some of the food that they get from the food bank, it was not healthy for a diabetic. Mm. So.
Every time you speak, you come up with some amazing stuff. Does she not?
Don't be afraid to check us out to volunteer, but also to help yourself to the produce. There's no shame at all in needing an extra help, even if it's just 1 month out of the year. We're always welcoming and happy to help.
Yeah, and just thank you for listening. And this is our busiest time of year. This is the time of year where we really need the help. Peach season, apple season, winter squash season in the next few months, that's when we're out in the field the most. So if you're interested in helping, now's the time.
And you brought up a good curiosity. So there are certain months that you're really active, like you said, but does this go on all year?
It does, yep. We're open year-round. We're very lucky to have a partnership with the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. So over the winter months, when we might not have as much local produce, they provide us with enough to stay open for the entire year. But we still have a lot of local growers who might have storage apples, storage squash, potatoes, things that can last. We still have all of that coming in locally.
Yeah, there's a lot of food they store,
yeah.
You know, and some of it is seconds,
mm-hmm.
You know. So thanks. Everyone,
thank you
for coming in and spending time with us. And Matt, we're looking forward to having a great relationship with the Gleaning Project.
Absolutely.
So that we could share everything that you're doing. And we would love to do what we can to get that 750 gleaners up to
1,000.
1,000, Natalie!
What was your total poundage last year? We didn't discuss that.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. So last year, we recovered and distributed over 1.2 million pounds of produce that would have otherwise gone to lesser outcomes.
A lot in the last 3 years then, because it was about 500,000 when Jerry passed away.
Yep, we've been recruiting a lot of new farms who are generous and are willing to work with us. So we are a growing program, and now's the time to grow with us.
1. What million?
1.2, a little over 1.2.
1.2 million pounds.
Yep.
Of food. And that's in 4 years from 500,000 that you all were doing, Jen. That's amazing. And the thing, too, is it's not only the big businesses. It's the homeowners that have their own little garden. So everyone can get involved. Even if you don't have a garden, you can deliver the produce to people in need. So you got to get on this mail chain. You got to become part of this group. If there's a group to belong to, it's this Gleaning Project group. Do you have a name for yourself? Just Gleaners? You got to have a gleaner. Is that a gleaner hat?
No, it's we need some. Yeah, we have shirts. You can
awesome.
Get these nice shirts.
Yep, we got to have hats.
Yeah.
So that's another one of our goals. 1,000 people going from 1.2 million pounds to...
That one might be a little harder to break.
that might be harder to break.
Yeah, but...
Do you know how many pounds a tractor trailer holds?
No, I don't.
I was told somewhere around 75,000, if that puts it in perspective.
That's a lot of tractor trailers. Yes. I'm not quick at math.
What's a bulk bin, about 800?
800 to 1,000, yep, so.
I'm not very good at math.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. A lot of tractor trailers, you know. That's over 12 tractor trailers. Yeah,
we'll see. Also not good at math.
No, you're putting us on the spot.
Yeah. We're just good at serving people, right? You guys make Adams County a great place to live. Thanks for everything that you've done and are doing. So thanks for watching this segment. We had Adams County and Franklin County's Gleaners with us. And, the fact that there is enough food in these counties for everyone. And all we got to do is join this group of SCAP gleaners that will go out, get the produce, and then actually also distribute it to you. And if anyone's in need, they can contact SCAP through your website, I'm sure. Can volunteer, donate. It's, you know, if you don't want to get, if you can't, if you're unable, if you're too busy, $5,
absolutely.
$10, anything. A good word, you know, just talk about the Gleaning Project to someone. So thanks for watching this segment. And until we have a time to be with some more wonderful people from this area, stay healthy, be kind, and remember, you are the best. Thank you.